Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with chapter 14, pages 620 through 622. Chapter 14, The Doors of the Mystical Temple. What are they? Eyes. Ah, how carelessly they are guarded. How often one has to shout to these sentries with the devout bard, O eyes, O rocks, is not this a better label with which they would be called? Alas, so many ships were lost, dashed against them. Why so? Because, as our teacher Jesus explains in Matthew, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. That's chapter 5, verse 28. This agrees with that proverb of the wise man, Your eyes shall behold strange women, and your heart shall utter perverse things. That's Proverbs chapter 23, verse 33. For whatever is in the eyes is at once in the heart. This is why it is said that Job made a pact with his eyes not to entertain any thoughts about a maiden. Those who make no such pact do have such thoughts. If the mother of the human race had not seen the fruit pleasing to the eyes, she would not have lost original justice. By a careless guarding of his eyes, even that most just king, David, brought forth two monsters within the sanctuary of his mind, adultery and murder. He stared at Bathsheba and killed Uriah, that she might be possessed. The other had to perish. Alypius, certainly the most religiously scrupulous companion of St. Augustine, lamented for a long time that he had gazed with attention at the Roman amphitheater shows. The prince of the Apostolic College did not hesitate to call irrational beasts. 2 Peter 2, verse 12. Those men who have eyes full of adultery and of sin that does not cease. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. For in truth, one sins unceasingly when these doors of the mystical temple are wide open everywhere and to everything. There is more than one Christian to whom God can say, when driven away from his heart, Your eyes have made me fly away. As soon as anything base and evil flies into the soul through the eyes, at once beauty and the supreme good fly away. Will you then not keep these doors closed, you who desire God to dwell with you, and you yourself with God? He certainly remained with the most modest youth, Blessed Aloysius Gonzaga, who visited the Empress daily for 3 years and never looked at her. He remained with the recently canonized St. Peter of Alcantara, the father of the Recollects, who for 40 years gazed at neither man nor woman. Truly, those who are not ignorant of the fact that death enters the soul through the eyes fasten 1,000 bolts to them. You certainly be watchful, lest some Isaiah laments of your temple. All its gates were destroyed. That's from Lamentations chapter 1, verse 4. St. Stanislaus tells us here that the eyes are the doors of the mystical temple. There is a saying that the eyes are the windows of the soul, but St. Stanislaus is saving the windows for a different analogy. He uses doors because our eyes need to be guarded, and one places guards near the entrance doors. We can already sin with our eyes before we do anything else, as Jesus teaches us in the Gospel. St. Stanislaus tells us whatever is in the eyes is at once in the heart. So true. And Stanislaus says that the original sin began when Eve saw the fruit which was pleasing to the eyes. We are all tempted by the things that we see, which look enticing. St. Stanislaus points out the example of King David, who did not guard his eyes from looking at Bathsheba. This led him into all kinds of sins. It is very probable that Bathsheba was well aware that the king, from his palace at the top of the hill, had a good view of her roof. So we want to be careful that we don't sin with our eyes, and we don't want to lead others into sin. St. Stanislaus teaches that when we curiously look at everything, we expose ourselves to all kinds of temptations. He teaches us to keep the doors of our hearts closed to sin and to temptation, so that God will remain as the honored guest of our mystical temple. He cites the example of different saints who practiced the modesty of the eyes. We need to be careful that we don't see other people as objects, but rather as sons and daughters of God. We can seek to see Jesus in each one of them.